Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey.
Kinda.
Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, but y'all, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 4. Thank you for joining us exclusively on the Odyssey app. We really appreciate that. Now, when we did the Happy Hour before, based on how the app worked, we would go live at 6 o'clock Monday through Friday for however long we could for the day, depending on what was going on. But you get off the air and you haven't cussed for 4 hours, and then you get on the Happy Hour and you can say fuck, shit, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Piss, the whole deal.
But, once again, bedroom callers, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I like the tits as part of it.
We try real well. We try not to hit that one when someone actually cusses.
Yeah.
Because we have 2 of them in there. One's edited.
One day we'll fuck that way, up.
Yeah, now, we record these now before we go in the air. So now we're cussing, and then you got to remember, you know, it's the reverse. Because before, like, okay, we're done for the day. Now we can just kind of hang out for the happy hour. Now we're cutting this thing before the show. And it's like, you got to remember, if you're going to sit in here and say fuck and all that crap, you know, you got to just be careful when you get on the actual air.
Cunt.
At 2 o'clock. Right. So we're going to get them out right now. But
so we get it out of our system. We do a big chin. Fuck, shit, cunt, cock, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. So what was it, like 2 months ago? Right, whatever, before the Super Bowl, somehow on the podcast, we started talking about the word cunt.
All
right. Aaron had been in town. Aaron from
Australia.
From Melbourne, right? So we kept joking about it. Then on the podcast, we just kept saying it. We just started saying cunt more. And then for Super Bowl, Mike was there, and there was a group of us, and Mike and I just, we were like, screw it, we're just going to say cunt a lot.
All right.
So it kind of became a thing. The problem is, it became such a thing, like, I've nonchalantly just thrown it in conversation now, whereas like usually where I might have said
the
word bitch, I'm just like, and then this fucking cunt, and I'm like, Jesus, I've got to ease up.
Yeah. I say it before, and I'm really, really angry specifically at a person, and my wife knows. She's like, once I hear you drop it, she's like, you're ready to kill someone. And my daughter was having trouble with this ugly chick at her school a couple of years ago, man, but it kept going on. And I, you know, when it's your kid, like, you want to go there and beat the shit out of someone. Yeah. Obviously, you cannot do that.
They're parents.
But I'm just, And, that's a whole different thing. But anyway, I talked to the dad to make sure he could maybe get a grip on the situation.
Yeah.
Because if your daughter's going to be a bully, you'll never guess what I can be. So figure out how you want this shit to go down. And his daughter's been a lot better. But when my daughter was bitching about her all the time, finally, I just lost myself. I'm like, I want you to look that ugly fucking fat cunt in her fucking face. My daughter's like, what? I don't give a fuck if you say this shit to her. She's a fucking cunt. Shut your cunt fucking mouth. Daughter's like, Dad, I don't think I want to say that. I say, look, I'm telling you right
now. Good job.
Yeah. If this girl messes with you one more time, because I said, if it's not that, then I'm going to recommend violence, and that's bad.
Right.
So I was like, just drop her a fucking cunt on her, hit her in the fucking face with your school tray. And I'm not joking. I don't fucking care. You put a bully in their place quickly.
So did she have to pay for the tray that she broke over her face?
Actually, my son jumped to her defense. And the way I heard it, I guess it was something in the cafeteria. I don't know what went down, but my son jumped up and the whole school was hushed. He was straight up, quit fucking with my sister.
Nice.
And it ended.
Nice.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Dude. Well, survey says that 10% of people are swearing on a regular basis by the age of 10.
I can believe it.
A regular basis. Poll asked 14,000 people how old they were when they first started swearing on a regular basis. 10% said they were dropping profanity by the age of 10. More people said, maybe 8 or younger. Most common answer was actually 19% of people saying they've never fallen into the habit of regularly using bad words.
I mean, I certainly have. And I did it when I was young, but I was smart enough not to do it around my parents. I mean, that's the whole
I really
same thing
notice
I tell my kids now. Like, look, I know you guys cuss. I know you and your knucklehead friends do. That's fine. Do not do it when I'm around. If I don't know, ignorance is bliss. That's all.
I feel like high school amps it up. Oh, and granted, sure. I went to an all-guys high school, so there was a lot of colorful language. But I still mess up. Sometimes when I'm just talking to a person, I just forget. Some people just don't curse at all.
Right.
And you could just see, I don't know, it's not like they flinch, but you could just tell, and I'm like.
It really bugs them.
Yeah. And it's like in my head, I'm like, all right, stop saying that. And then, I mean, last time it was a sheriff. And I was talking about my buddy who's a sheriff, who he actually was like, oh, I do recognize that name, blah, blah, blah. We're talking. He starts asking about the show and this and that. And, you know, so I was conscious that I had said a couple F-bombs. He kind of had a look on his face. And then when I was leaving, I was like, ah, great to fucking meet you. And I was like, why did I say that?
Oh, dude, I played golf with a guy who was here to speak at a Christian convention. Minister, I can't remember what he was. He was like, he had a different title, but you've heard it before, like something in a parish.
Right.
Like he was like, not only was he a preacher, but he also like ran some crap, like some kind of institutions.
Right.
Or, you know, he was one of those guys. So obviously I'm on my best behavior as far as my language. Yeah. Because it was he and his son, and his son was 14, 15 years old, you know, grown size, but just, you know, he was a teenage kid. So even more so, I'm both of them are really, really cool. And they love being in Seattle and they loved it here. And, you know, just talking about different things. We're on hole 17. So we're almost done. And he missed a putt for birdie and he goes, fuck stick. and I was like, fuck stick. And he's like, fuck stick. And I was like, he's like, that's what I say when I'm angry. Fuck stick. And I'm like, does that refer to a person or you?
Does
or your
stick
partner?
Less than the fuck?
Like, does that fuck make stick? I was like, okay, all right, fuck stick.
I did cuss
fuck stick.
I was like, one of my kids'
what does
teachers.
That even mean?
I was not cussing at her. We were talking kind of off the record at a school event, and you know, everyone had been drinking. That's one of these fundraising things. And she's like, well, you know, this class has been pretty good. This class kind of a pain in the ass. Blah blah blah. And I said, look, man, sometimes you just gotta say fuck these cocksuckers. And she got the biggest grin. I said, no, straight the fuck up, like they're fucking kids. Scare the shit out of them. Having to shut the fuck up in your class, right? You're running your goddamn class. I'm shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
She's like, you're one of my favorites. So I know.
Well, the hardest part
my kid is not a delicate flower. So tell him, shut the fuck up, guys.
Well, the problem is when you start using that language with your friends and you're still living at home and you're a teenager or whatever you are, like you said, it's hard to take it out of your vocabulary just in normal.
You slip up.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, whatever it was. You need to get up and cut the grass. Fuck.
Right, exactly.
What did you just say? I'm just. You woke me up. Fuck.
Well, I think everybody in here, like we've talked about it, like you try to be conscious at sports games, right?
Right.
Especially if there are kids around.
Kids around.
You don't
want
to be cursing too much. But I will say, I don't care if it's, you know, my nephew when he was little or my niece or whoever, right? Like, if you're at a football game and you give up a touchdown with like a minute left and somebody screams, fuck, like nobody's really going to give you a hard time.
It's
like,
understood.
Yeah, like literally, I was at that Washington national title game.
Yeah.
So we leave with like a minute and a half left. People are, all the Michigan fans are flowing into the seats. We're like, go ahead. We're like trying to be nice. And as we walk out, again, I just scream, fuck, like real loud. And I look up and there's just all the securities there. And I went to put up my hand like, yeah. And the guy, they're just like, that's a tough game for you guys.
Yeah.
Right. And one guy just like literally tapped me on my shoulder.
Understood, man.
Just like, you're all right.
I try not to cuss there. That is but I do have a thing with my kids.
Or when the Sounders give up a goal.
Like everybody,
a bunch of people
place.
Go, fuck. You go, all right.
But I do, the only time I really cuss at my kids though, and it's my same speech every time, because a lot of kids come over to our house and my wife gets them all together. She's like the general from Full Metal Jacket. Children! Right? She makes them all sit down, and then it's like 10 minutes of all the don't do this. You can do that. I don't expect this. And blah, 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 blah. Well, she's not there. I do this. I'm like, hey, guys, come here. Don't do anything fucking stupid. And if you think it's fucking stupid, what is it? They're like, fucking stupid. There you go.
Yep, pretty easy.
It's that easy, man.
Well, to find out which profanities are the most uniquely popular, as far as the highest usage, each of the 50 states, they scoured the depths of Twitter to figure out from the people who live in certain states what their favorite or more popular cuss word is.
Okay. There's a lot of language on Twitter.
Yeah. So what do you think the most popular cuss word is right here in the state of Washington?
Ooh. Fuck.
Fuck is correct.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the entire West Coast is dominated by fuck. It's fuck in Oregon. It's fuck in California. It is fuck in Hawaii. It's also fuck in Montana. Here's a weird one for
you. Who else throws out the fuck?
Colorado, number one, is fuck. New Mexico likes a big fuck you. Oklahoma, fuck off. Texas is fuck. Michigan also likes fuck. Vermont and New Hampshire are in the fuck. They're in the fuck club.
So we all kind of like fuck brothers,
as well as Massachusetts.
It's well,
a,
yeah,
they use fuck a lot.
Fact.
There are some unique ones. For an example, the number one swear word in Idaho,
the N word,
is crap. Crap.
Well played, Mike.
Wow. I think Mike is probably closer to
Jesus Christ. Right.
Well played.
I read that fucking story. I did not know what you were talking about when you were talking about Idaho the other day. And then I read the story about the women's basketball team from Utah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what happened. I didn't know where they were playing. I heard that they had racist stuff said to them. Based on the fact that they are from Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
I thought maybe it's in Utah just because of the white population there. I did not know that they were up here Idaho.
Right. In Utah, you whisper the word. I believe in Idaho, you roll down the window and yell it directly at anyone.
That's the thing. Is like Idaho always had the stigma of being kind of the racist state of
the Northwest. It's not a stigma.
Right? I didn't even know. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Then Ted told me the background. I was like, oh, crap. No, like legit. They're racist AF there.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Yeah. Do you guys remember when we were in Spokane and that truck went by with the fucking rebel flag on the back and all this?
No.
Truck?
Yeah.
There was singular. Like six or seven.
Right.
It was like a little parade of the Confederate flag.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were part of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
And that's Spokane. But right, Idaho, like that dude moved up there, what, in late 70s, early 80s? And just was a stronghold for white supremacy in the Aryan Nation. And Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem.
Damn.
What is their fucking problem? You're in Idaho.
Right.
If you lived in Detroit or fucking Brooklyn, I'd be like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. You're in fuck. You don't like black people and you're not a coke. Guess what? You're not going to deal with black people.
Now.
You're in fucking Idaho.
And also, like, why doesn't it? Okay, well, you know what? Go back to Europe.
There you go.
They always brag about it.
Right. European descent. Okay. Fucking go to Scotland, bro.
The homeland.
Right? Go to Scotland.
Scotland's like, whoa, no.
But all that
stay in Idaho.
All that said,
I'll throw hands
Idaho has the lightest of the terms as far as...
they're good lightest. Christian racists. Yes.
Right.
Crap.
Crap.
Crap is the most popular swear word.
I still think Mike's right.
Damn is the most popular in Nevada and in Arizona.
That's just because you're betting.
Damn is popular
in
Tennessee. There's one state where dick is the number one swear word. Dick.
Oh, hang on.
No. New York.
One state.
It's weird.
Massachusetts.
Alaska. Dick in Alaska. Like... Yeah. Now, motherfucker is popular in Kansas and Illinois.
Kansas, huh?
And in Indiana. They
listen
love
here,
motherfucker. As far as bitch is concerned.
I feel like I use motherfucker more as a nice term now.
Yeah.
Look at this motherfucker right here.
Yeah. You bitch. Bitch is Connecticut. Bitch is Kentucky, West Virginia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Maryland is shit. Along with New Jersey is shit. Maine loves shit, as well as Pennsylvania. New York's a shit state. Ohio's a shit state. Florida's a shit state. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas, all shit states. As well, out west, the only shit state is Wyoming.
I can see that. Stepped in, drove over, smells like.
Now, some states, like...
Took my...
They believe that hell is the worst word.
Where?
Okay.
Hell.
Where?
Minnesota,
Utah.
North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Missouri, and Utah.
Yeah.
Hell.
Well, I feel like when I was a kid, we had to say H-E double hockey sticks.
Yep.
My daughter says that, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're third. Please just say hell.
Right. And the most unique swear word.
Cocksucker.
Well, there's only two states that have unique ones, and that would be Idaho with crap. Well, three. Alaska with dick, and Iowa. Can you guys guess Iowa's favorite cuss word that we haven't mentioned
yet? Is it an actual cuss word, or
no,
is it like crap?
No, we can't say it on the air, though.
Okay.
Cocksucker.
Twat.
Tits.
You're close.
Pussy.
Pussy is huge in Iowa.
That makes sense. Midwest. Yeah. Look at this pussy.
We got to bring the twat over here in the U.S.
Come on, man.
All
start
right,
calling each other a twat.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Speaking of cuss words and naughty words, do you guys want to do a little dirty big dummy? Get out of here real quick.
Sure.
I've got one if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay, you guys got pen and paper ready?
You know it.
Oh.
You know the game is played.
Wait, you got paper?
You have a pen. I got paper.
All right. I got paper. I'm good.
You got a pen?
I got a pen.
You got paper?
Hip.
There you go.
No, I don't need. I'm going to use my computer.
All right. Okay.
You good, Steve?
Back to an oldie but a goodie. I figured if we're going to start this all over again, I go back to the very first category that we ever came out with on Dirty Big Dummy. One is not the title of an actual porn movie.
Okay.
So there are four options. Three of them are real porn movie titles. One is not. They're worth 1 point apiece. The bonus is worth two. Okay. Question number one. One is not the title of an actual porn movie. Is it A, May the Foreskin Be With You?
Oh, God.
B, Riding Red Hood. C, A Beautiful Hind. Or D, Monster Balls. Again, one is not the name of a porn movie. A, May the Foreskin Be With You. B, Riding Red Hood. C, A Beautiful Hind. Or D, Monster Balls. Question two, one is not the name of an actual porn movie. Is it A, The Lode Warrior? B, Bonin the Barbarian? C, 2001, A Face-Sitting Odyssey.
Nice.
Or D, A Lad In. One is not the name of an actual porn movie. A, Lode Warrior. B, Bonin the Barbarian. C, 2001, A Face-Sitting Odyssey. Or D, A Lad In. Question three, one is not the name of an actual porn. Is it A, 10 Things I Ate About Pooh? B, Lawrence of Arabia. C, Dong of the South. Or D, Billy Did His Son. Instead of Billy Madison, Billy Did His Son. One is not a porn movie. A, 10 Things I Ate About Pooh. B, Lawrence of Arabia. C, Dong of the South. And D, Billy Did His Son. Question four, one is not the name of an actual porn. Is it A, A Butt Plug's Life? B, Beverly Hills Cox. C, Howard the Dick. Or D, 28 Dicks Later. One, not an actual porn. A Butt Plug's Life. B, Beverly Hills Cox. C, Howard the Dick. Or D, 28 Dicks Later. Question five. What is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, Bun Smoke? B, A Tale of Two Clitties? C, Gaze of Thunder? Or D, Booty and the Beast? One is not a porn movie. A, Bun Smoke. B, A Tale of Two Clitties. C, Gaze of Thunder. Or D, Booty and the
Beast.
I
want Gaze of Thunder to be real.
Gaze of Thunder. Question six, what is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, All Quiet on the Western Cunt? D, B, Das Booty? C, Shower Rangers? Or D, Bitanic? What is not the name of a porn? A, All Quiet on the Western Cunt? B, Das Booty? C, Shower Rangers? Or D, Bitanic? Question seven, what is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, Cream Catchers? B, Spray of the Head. C, Blowing for Columbine. Or D, All That Jizz. One is not the name of an actual porn. A, Cream Catchers. B, Spray of the Head. C, Blowing for Columbine. Or D, All That Jizz. Question 8. Not a porn. A, Caddyshag. B, Detroit Cock City. C, Beaver Juice. Or D, Analian. One is not the name of an actual porn. A, Caddyshag. B, Detroit Cock City. B, Beaver. C, Beaver Juice. Or D, Analian. Question 9. What is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, The Sperminator? B, Battlestar Prophylactica? C, Fisting Nemo? Or D, Drill Bill? One is not an actual porn. A, The Sperminator. B, Battlestar Prophylactica. C, Fisting Nemo. Or D, Drill Bill? And finally, question 10, what is not the title of an actual porn? Is it A, Cock Block and Two Smoking Whores? B, Fucktails? C, Chode Trip? Or D, Bear Devil? What is not the title of an actual porn? A, Cock Block and Two Smoking Whores? B, Fucktails? C, Chode Trip? Or D, Bear Devil? Now the 2 point bonus question.
Chode Trip.
From the Sexual Urban Dictionary. This is a basic one. The term is the hot lunch. The hot lunch.
Is there a hint?
It involves oral relations.
Mm.
The hot lunch. We'll take a break and come back with the results of Dirty Big Dummy next.
From the inventor of salt and parsley and his wine bar, Grape. Award-winning kitchen maestro, the Ted Nugent, brings you Slither. Bon Appetit says, what? Food and Wine Magazine says, we're intrigued. If it crawls, slinks, or slides, you'll savor it at Slither.
We're taking risks here, people! You get on board or you get out!
Take your dining experience to the edge of the envelope and into the dark side of delicious Slither. Al dente potato bug gnocchi. Bacon-wrapped deep-fried slugs dripping with locally sourced honey. Your taste buds will be crawling for organic-grown mealworms in a teriyaki reduction with sweet cream. Save room for seconds at Slither. Sinister and decadent. Slither.
All right. Okay. Porn is the category on Dirty Big Dummy.
Porn.
Let's get to some results here. Question number one, what is not the name of an actual porn movie? A, May the Foreskin Be With You. B, Riding Red Hood. C, A Beautiful Hind. Or D, Monster Balls.
I said D.
Monster Balls.
I said A.
A, May the Foreskin Be With You.
I went with Mike and went A.
Correct answer, B, Riding Red Hood. May the Foreskin Be With You, A Beautiful Hind, Monster Balls, all actual porn movies. Damn. Question two, what is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, Lode Warrior? B, Bonin the Barbarian? C, 2001, A Face Sitting Odyssey? Or D, A Lad In?
I said C.
C, 2001, A Face Sitting Odyssey is in fact a porn.
Cool. I went D.
D, A Lad In.
I went C with Ted.
A Lad In, D, correct answer.
Yeah.
Question three, what is not the name of an actual porn? Is it A, 10 Things I Ate About Pooh? B, Lawrence of Arabia? C, Dong of the South? Or D, Billy Did His Son?
I said D.
D, Billy Did His Son.
I said A.
A, 10 Things I Ate About Pooh.
I went A as well.
Correct answer, C, Dong of the South.
God damn it.
That sounds like a realistic movie, though.
Dong of the South.
I mean, I thought that one might be it, just because, like, even porn's not going to be like, hey, here's a racist song.
Right.
Let's make a parody.
Zipping your pants off.
Question four, what is not the title of an actual porn movie? Is it A, A Butt Plug's Life? B, Beverly Hills Cox? C, Howard the Dick? Or D, 28 Dicks Later?
I said A.
A, A Butt Plug's Life.
I said C.
C, Howard the Dick.
I went C.
C, Howard the Dick, correct answer. A, A Butt Plug's Life.
There we go.
Vaguely remember that.
Question five, what is not the title of an actual porn? Is it A, Bun Smoke? B, A Tale of Two Clitties? C, Gates of Thunder? Or D, Booty and the Beast?
I said B.
B, A Tale of Two Clitties.
I too went B.
Clitties.
Three B's.
Correct answer, D, Booty and the Beast. Gaze of Thunder, actual porn.
Good. That one I'm glad is.
Question six, what is not the title
of a
real porn?
That gives a new look to rubbing his racing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it A, All Quiet on the Western Cunt? B, Das Booty? C, Shower Rangers? Or D, Bitanic?
I said B.
B, Das Booty.
I said A.
A, All Quiet on the Western Cunt.
I also went A.
Correct answer, C, Shower Rangers.
Oh. Jesus. Come on, that'd have been a good one.
Question seven, what's not the title of an actual porn? Is it A, Cream Catchers? B, Spray of the Head? C, Blowing for Columbine? Or D, All That Jizz?
C.
C, Blowing for Columbine.
Should have gone C, but I went B.
B, Spray of the Head.
I went with Mike and went B.
Correct answer, B, Spray of the Head.
All right. Damn it.
Question eight, what is not the title of an actual porn? A, Caddyshag. B, Detroit Cock City. C, Beaver Juice. Or D,
Analian.
Analian.
I went with D.
Analian.
Make it two.
Analian.
I went B.
Correct answer, D, Analian.
There we go.
Not a porn.
Also, it's hard to say. I just want to hear you say it again.
What is not the name of a title of an actual porn? Question 9, The Sperminator. A, B, Battlestar Prophylactica. C, Fisting Nemo. Or D, Drill Bill.
C,
Fisting Nemo.
Correct, I went C.
Fisting Nemo.
I went B.
B, Battlestar Prophylactica is a porn. C, Fisting Nemo is a porn.
Jesus.
D, Drill Bill is a porn. The Sperminator, not a porn. A.
That was the most realistic one to me.
I know.
Damn it.
Question 10. What is not the title of an actual porn? Is it A, cock block and two smoking whores? B, fucktails. C, chode trip. Or D, bear devil?
I said B.
B, bear devil.
A.
A, cock block and two smoking whores.
I went B.
B, fucktails. Correct answer, C, chode trip.
All right, I got two right.
Proud of that one, aren't you? Yeah. I got three.
Three.
Two.
So we're all in the game.
We're all in the game.
On the bonus question. Worth 2 points. The term is the hot lunch.
To me, it seems simple enough, I guess. You come in a girl's mouth, which is giving you a blowjob, and it's hot.
Okay.
Okay. I said it's when you're servicing her back door orally, and then she defecates.
Ooh, not bad.
That's right there. Mike basically just says she accidentally shits in your mouth.
Okay, I'll give you all 1 point. Okay. So who is the champion on that, Mike?
I get four.
All right.
Three.
Three and three. Hot three. Lunch. While receiving head from a woman, you shit on her chest.
Oh, God. That's just rude.
Here's your Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 4.
Yeah, who are we taking on?
Boston's in town.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, fuck you, Boston.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.